All right, so let's get another update with my man, Bobby Gale. Hey, Bobby, what's going on, man?
Well, Steve, this morning is all about men's health, and specifically prostate health and prostate cancer. My guest this morning is Dr. Adam Murphy. He is the assistant professor of urology at Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Murphy, good morning, and welcome back to the show, my friend.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on. So I want to jump right into this. My first question is, why is there such a huge disparity in how aggressive prostate cancer is in African-American men versus our white counterparts?
Okay, great question. So we think that some of it is due to the American environment interacting with our genetics, but social determinants of health, like access to good care, insurance status, diet, smoking rates, also contribute to the risk, along with vitamin D deficiency.
Wow, interesting. Which brings me to my next point, the importance of regular screenings and the importance of that PSA number and what that means.
So there's been controversy that people have been aware of about PSA screening, but the bottom line is now that pretty much all the societies have agreed that all men age 55 to age 69 or 70 should get screened, preferably every other year to avoid kind of some what they call false positive, where it just comes up and it's a false alarm.
Mm-hmm.
And ideally, it comes with a digital rectal exam or a prostate exam. And between age 55 and 69, we typically use a cutoff greater than 4.0.
Okay.
For PSA. When they're younger than that, above 2.5 is actually considered abnormal, and it should prompt you to get seen by a urologist or at least a repeat exam by your primary care doctor.
Excellent, excellent. So are there websites people can go to for more information?
Yes, we have several trusted websites. PCF.org is prostatecancerfoundation.org, and then us2.org, U-S-T-O-O.org is for prostate cancer survivors and newly diagnosed men. And then, of course, the American Cancer Society and the National Comprehensive Cancer Network, NCCN.org, all have good information about prostate cancer, especially for African Americans.
Fantastic. Well, Dr. Murphy, I want to thank you for sharing this information with our listeners and all the great work you're doing helping men to stay healthy. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
It's a pleasure. My special guest this morning, Dr. Adam Murphy, Assistant Professor of Urology at Northwestern Medicine. Okay, time for a look at traffic. Tony, what do you have for us?